Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. As you have heard over the past several weeks, the fall theater season is well underway across town. We've featured some of the most significant shows on stages around Milwaukee, but there are many others we just haven't had the chance to mention.
Contributor Dave Beagle has had a chance to take in what theaters have had to offer thus far this fall, and he is with us this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Bonnie, Megan North.
How are you?
Since last we talked, you've had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. And you have seen a gazillion plays, I think.
I've seen a gazillion plays. There are eight plays that I've seen.
The last time we talked, we were mostly talking about what was happening out at APT.
Right.
And did they wrap up their season beautifully?
They wrapped yeah. another successful season. Were you able to get out there and see
that? I was not this year.
I'm saying you got to go next year. That new space out there is just, it's spectacular.
Did you see anything that wasn't worth your time out there this year? So it was all good?
Everything's good.
Cool.
They're uniformly exciting, interesting, daring, brave. Everything that a theater company ought to be, they are.
All right. Next year, I promise.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about it. But in the meantime, here in town, I think everything in the world has opened.
Pretty much everything is open. Renaissance hasn't opened yet. Sex with Strangers is coming up. We'll talk about that next time. Other than that, pretty much every theater's, got stuff on the boards. Led by, of course, the Rep. They got three shows running now, Guys and Dolls, the annual Mark Clements big musical that always opens the season. Last year it was La Mancha. This year it's Guys and Dolls. They've got the Iyad Akhtar play, The Who and the What, in the Stemke. And they've got this play, Souvenir, the story of Florence Foster Jenkins, in the Stackner, which is it's a tough evening. I love Jack Forbes Wilson. You know Jack.
Yes.
Jack is a local treasure, and when he's on stage, he's great. But that show to me was a one-trick pony. It's one joke. The joke is she can't sing, and he's not sure what to do about it. And they tell that same joke over and over and over and over. And by the time 90 minutes has passed, you want to hear another joke. You want to hear another joke. Having said that, the performance, the two people who did it, Margaret Wilbanks, who's this operatic singer from New York, and Jack, they were terrific. They were terrific. But it's a story that's missing.
Right. I think it's probably the show itself, maybe. Yeah. And one of the things that is so hard about a part like that is that you have to be really, really good to sing really, really badly.
Oh, my God. Oh.
To do it on purpose.
Yeah, right. Well, I was talking with Jack about it, and there are times when she's, singing off key, and she couldn't help herself. All of a sudden, she was right where she was supposed to be. And you just, if you can sing, which she obviously can, tough to sing badly.
Yeah.
It's easy for me, but tough for her.
And it may be me, too. And so we won't sing. We promise we won't sing.
The Iyad Akhtar play is an interesting play. He's from the Milwaukee area, grew up around here, Pulitzer Prize winner, great playwright. But the play itself, The Who and the What, it's about a Pakistani family. Father, two daughters, the mother's dead, and a guy who's the suitor for one of the daughters. And the only difficulty I had with the play was that it was like watching a tennis match, volleys back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, two people. Very rarely did you hear three people on stage talking at one time, having conversations. I thought the point of the show was interesting about, how do you come to terms with your faith and the demands of the modern day. But I thought the structure was not great. I'm really looking forward to his new play, Junk.
Which just opened,
yeah,
right?
Lincoln Center, I think.
Yeah.
So it might be headed this way pretty soon, let's hope.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. And so what did you think of Guys and Dolls?
Mark Clements can do a big musical unlike most people can do a big musical. I mean, that is his... it's in his ballpark. He can swing and hit it out of the park every time. This Guys and Dolls was great. I mean, a great dance. The choreography was spectacular. Taking a bunch of guys, the guys who weren't dancers and turned them into real dancers. It was wonderful. I thought that the four lead characters were uneven. Not that any of them were bad or not that any of them were great, but they were uneven. And you need four characters there that are pretty equal. You know, they've all got to be on the same level pretty much. And I didn't get that feeling in this show. But, you know, having said that, you know, the rep knows how to do a big musical, and they did a big musical, and I'm sure the crowds absolutely love it, you know. And those are all three of those shows are still up, and they'll still be up, you know, after the show. They run till either the end of October and a couple of them till early November.
Well, what about some of the other theaters in town? Because like we said, everything seemed to have
opened.
How
about The Funniest Man in America?
Doug Jarecki. Yeah.
The funniest man in all of America.
I interviewed them for this show, and basically we all couldn't stop laughing. I had to edit out so much.
I'm telling you.
He was just hilarious.
This guy is, in December, he's got his show, 'Twas the Month Before Christmas, which is going to run at Next Act. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. This show is part of that. You know, that, what is it, Reforming Shakespeare?
Reduced Shakespeare. Yep.
You know, where they take these books, you know, they did the complete works of Shakespeare abridged, and now they've got the great books abridged. It's very funny. I mean, like a lot of stuff like that, some of it kind of falls flat. I mean, when you're telling that many jokes in 2 hours, hard to tell every joke great. But a lot of them are very, very funny. And he is worth the price of admission, along with this kid, Chris Good, who I think I'd seen a couple times in Milwaukee. He plays the student teacher. It's a breathtaking kind of performance for a kid. I mean, he's got this kind of hangdog expression about him. You want to step up on the stage and give him a hug and pat him on the head and say, "Don't worry, everything's going to be okay, kid. Everything's going to be okay." But that's a show definitely to see, you know, in tandem, they're not above going lowbrow. They're not afraid to get down the gutter and say, "Let's laugh a little bit." And boy, they do it here.
And they do it really well.
Yeah, Chris Lear does a great job directing this show.
Okay.
I got to say something about Frankie and Johnny at the Clair de Lune at Chamber. Todd Denning and Marcy Kearns are as spectacular a couple of actors in one play as I've seen in Milwaukee in a long, long, long time. I mean, it's an interesting, interesting play. It's about ordinary people, and they both recognize how ordinary they are. They're not great looking. They're not really smart. They're not really rich. They don't have great jobs. There's no glamour to their lives. And in each other, they find this kind of sense of glamour. And It is such a powerful story for those of us who kind of walk on the quiet side of life. You know, not everybody leads a real exciting life. But, you know, there are a lot of people who lead lives, people used to say lives of quiet desperation. I'm not so sure it's quiet desperation, but it's quiet. And these two people have quiet lives, and they get together and they make some noise for each other. And she's long been one of my favorites. And she strips down. She goes naked in this thing. I mean, there are people there who are shocked, you know, who said, "Wow," you know, because, you know, she's a woman of a certain size and a certain build, you know. And she was as bold and as brave and as interesting a person as you could imagine. And Todd Denning matched her step for step. I mean, step for step.
And that's such an interesting play, too. It's a Terrence McNally piece, and it's been around for quite a while. And, you know, it kind of, I think you talked about it in your review, where there's a little bit of kind of like, if you didn't play it right, you could feel like stalking on his part.
Honest to God.
Because he won't leave her alone.
No.
The character won't leave her alone. Yeah.
Right. He pesters her. And if you did it wrong, you're absolutely right. It would be like a creepy guy. You know, like, ew, is he, you know, you repel at this guy. But he's so honest. Todd's a very honest actor, and the two of them together are just, God, they're fantastic.
So that we have only till through this weekend
through
for that
this
one?
This weekend, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We have Silent Sky at Next Act. This is Lauren Gunderson, who is, I think, the most produced living American playwright. She's just really something. Last year, Next Act staged The Taming, which was hers, and it was a powerful.
It was a great piece.
I mean, it was a great piece. I mean, it was three great actors. It was everything about it. Well, this is a very interesting play, much different. It's a very quiet play. Deborah Staples plays Henrietta Leavitt, who was around the turn of a century. She wanted to be an astronomer. And she got a job at Harvard, and she was doing women's work and all the rest of the stuff. And she made the discoveries that allowed us to map the size of the universe, how big it is. You know, it's a quiet, quiet show, but it's a killer cast. Kelly Doherty, for God's sakes, Kerry Hitchcock, Rana Roman, and Reese Madigan, five people, and along with Deborah Staples. You can hardly go wrong. It's a powerful, you know, David Cesarini loves to do shows that have kind of political overtones and importance, and he's got one here, and his wife, Deborah, is just
terrific.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
One other show I got to mention, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, opened at First Stage. First Stage will never cease to amaze me. I mean, what they do with kids and actors, and they've got two of the lions of Wisconsin theater in this, Drew Brell and Robert Spencer. It is worth the price of admission just to go watch these two people work. First Stage is a great family theater. They've long passed the children's theater phase, and they truly are now a family theater, and it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. It's a show that is so much fun. You walk out of there and you go, God, I'm kind of glad I'm alive. That's what it's like.
Hey, and you know, and if theater can make you feel that way, that's a fantastic thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what it ought to do.
Exactly. Something needs to make us feel that
way. Yeah, right, right.
I think basically you're saying, though, don't take a pass on any of these shows that are going on in town.
You know, I'm telling you, and it's rare, I think, at the start of the season where every play I see seems to be a good play.
We forgot one.
Yeah?
Hot Mikado.
Oh, my God. We did forget Hot, and how
we
could I
forget? We cannot forget Hot Mikado.
Cannot forget Hot Mikado. This is, I'm not even sure how you'd describe it. Did you see Milwaukee Opera Theater's Mikado?
Yes.
Well, I've now seen two Mikados in 6 months, and I said to myself, is that too many? It's not. This one stands right besides that Milwaukee Opera Theater one as far as funny goes, good music, outstanding choreography. Outstanding choreography. The Rage of Off era is off and running at Skylight. And, he hit a home run for the first show that he programmed. I mean, an absolute home run. It is funny. It's clear. You know, some of that Gilbert and Sullivan stuff, sometimes you go, now, wait a minute, what are they doing here? This one is clear as a bell. You know exactly what's going on.
All right, so I just have way too many things to go see, so I think we need to wrap up so I can go get some tickets.
I'm going to see you on the aisle, Bonnie.
You will.
I'm going to see you on the aisle.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay.
Dave Beagle is a longtime Milwaukee theater critic. He joins us every so often to share his thoughts on shows and trends on the stages around the region.